美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的高级课程。
In the last episode, Phil borrowed his friend's car to take a weekend trip to Las Vegas. Now he has come back home and is telling his friend Becky about the trip.
Wow, Phil 回来了，不知道他到底赢没赢钱哦。
Wow, Becky, you wouldn't believe how much fun I had on my trip to Las Vegas last weekend.
Really? I've never been to Las Vegas. How was it?
It was totally awesome. I spent the whole weekend partying and going to shows, and the best part is that I didn't even have to pay for it.
You didn't have to pay for it? How is that?
I won so much money gambling that it covered the cost of the trip. I'm telling you, there's no feeling like stepping on the gas and going out on a road trip.
Phil 真是好运气，他在拉斯维加斯赢了好多钱，这次出去玩等于一分钱都没掏。不过 Professor Bowman 他说 stepping on the gas 这是什么意思呢？
Winnie, stepping on the gas is like pushing down the accelerator pedal, which is also called the gas pedal.
Stepping on the gas 就是脚踩油门给车加速的意思。Phil 说那种一脚油门下去让车奔驰的感觉啊特别棒。
Exactly. Sometimes when Americans want someone to hurry up, they can tell that person to step on it, which is a reference to stepping on the gas to go faster.
催别人快一点也可以说 step on it.
You know, I've always wanted to go on a road trip like that, but the problem is that I don't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license? I thought everyone has a driver's license.
Well, not me. I grew up in New York City and have always taken public transportation, so I never needed to know how to drive. Plus, cars create lots of carbon emissions.
That's true, but it's not so bad if you get a car with good gas mileage.
I guess you're right. But if you wanted to be really environmentally friendly, you could get a hybrid.
原来 Becky 在纽约长大，一直坐公车和地铁，所以不会开车。Professor Bowman, carbon emissions 是什么啊？
Winnie, carbon is short for carbon dioxide, which is one of the greenhouse gases. So carbon emissions are the amount of carbon dioxide cars emit.
Carbon emissions 就是二氧化碳排放量。Phil 说，为了环保，人们应该买 good gas mileage。燃油使用效率高的车 Becky 呢则建议用 hybrid 油电混合动力车
But I still don't know. Isn't driving kind of dangerous?
There are things you can do to stay safe. For example, you should always practice defensive driving and leave lots of space between your car and the other cars.
Yeah, I really hate aggressive drivers.And when people get road rage, they become a real hazard on the road.
Exactly. It's best not to drive when you're angry. That can be really dangerous.
Winnie, do you know what defensive driving and aggressive drivers mean?
Defensive driving 就是为了保护自身安全的防御型驾驶技巧，为的就是躲开那些 aggressive drivers, 横冲直撞的马路杀手。不过 road rage...那又是什么意思啊?
Road rage means when you're driving, something happens and makes you really mad, and so you start driving erratically. For example, some people get road rage when they get cut off.
我明白了。Road rage 就是路怒症。比如说呢，有人看到别的车插到自己前面就会暴怒。要我说啊，情绪如此不稳定的人压根就不应该开车的。
I have been thinking about getting a license lately, but I need someone to teach me.
Well, I'd be happy to teach you how to drive. I'm a really safe driver.
Wow, that sounds great. When can we start?
Well, actually, there is just one problem.
What's that?
I don't have a car. Do you have one that I could borrow?
说来说去, Phil 自己根本没车啊。
Well, probably he's lived on borrowed cars for all these years.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。 M-E.